Well, good morning, everybody. What a glorious day, and we are happy to welcome back Deacon Jack, who is here for the weekend. It's a long weekend at St. Meinrad, and so very happy to have you back, Deacon Jack. He will be a priest in 244 days. Praise our Lord. Now, thanks to everybody who came out to Oktoberfest last weekend. It was a lovely time. And just before the Oktoberfest started on that Saturday afternoon, I was going over and kind of getting ready, talking to people and kind of getting ready to go hear confessions before the evening mass. And I went by way of where the food was being prepared, sort of to do taste testing, you know. And but anyway, I went in there, and Celeste Fisher she said, "Do you have a funnel? I need a funnel. So I set out on a mission to find a funnel. And I had a long time to think about funnels, because it took me a while to find one. But while I was thinking about funnels, as I was searching for one, it dawned on me that the funnel is a beautiful image for what happens with a mass intention. Because Jesus Christ at Calvary, every time we come to mass, we come to Calvary. We come to that place where Jesus, in the one perfect eternal sacrifice, gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity. He gives us everything. And when we have a mass intention, we basically are underneath the cross, and we collect all, this is all God's design. Why we've had mass intentions for 2,000 years is because we collect all the graces of Calvary and we apply them to a single soul. Our mass intention this morning, for example, is Frank Runnabum. All the graces of Calvary are being funneled together to his soul. Now, you know, you can have a mass intention for someone who is alive. You can have a mass intention for someone who has passed away. And either way, the intention throws all the graces of Calvary, all the graces of the death and resurrection of our Christ, applying them to one particular soul. Isn't that powerful? I've witnessed so many miracles because of mass intentions. And one of them that comes to my mind is a man who was on a ventilator for almost 2 months. And everybody had pretty much given up on the fact that he would recover. But there was a mass intention. And you know, at the very same moment that mass was being celebrated for him, he came out of a coma that he was in for 2 months. All the graces of Calvary come to that one soul. And we know that many souls, this is why we pray for those who have died, is because they may very well be in purgatory. And so that this collects all of those graces, applying them to one soul in purgatory. And what if it's just awesome. It's fantastic. And then I got to thinking about our gospel today, how Jesus, who himself models for us on the cross, this perfect, like complete sacrifice of self in love. He gives everything in love for us. And Jesus asks us to do the same. The last line of the gospel is the one that really, when you have done all you have been commanded, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do." Jesus says it's not enough to simply observe the commandments and do this, do that. He wants it all. He wants an eternal, perfect sacrifice. He wants us to give him everything. And it's this total gift of self that at various times, you know, you think about a parent or something who has several children, and maybe one child is going through something particularly difficult. Well, that parent whose whole life is funneled into that one child at that moment, because that one child is going through something difficult, and that whole gift is going there. For me as a priest, I'll drop anything when anybody is in the hospital. And then my whole gift of my life, my priesthood, it is funneled into that one thing. But our whole life has to be gift. And I think that's what Jesus is getting at here. It's not enough to do the bare minimums. Follow the precepts of the church and the commandments. Yeah, that's important. But he wants it all. He wants us to give him our life. In total. Which means, and to follow his promptings at different times when we need to apply our all to this situation or to that problem, and funnel and apply our energies and hearts and lives and prayers into those places. But he wants it all. He wants everything. And he deserves it all because he's Jesus. And Jesus gave us everything. We must do the same. And the beauty in doing the same is what a happy, what a healthy, what a holy life when we pour it all out for the love of Jesus and for souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.